Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In our studio, Ryan Adams revisited a song that took on new meaning after a day that changed New York. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this week we're revisiting the best live performances we've heard this year on the show. Today we'll rewind sessions from the dubstep producer-turned-songwriter James Blake, rapper Blitz the Ambassador, and classical pianist Joyce Yang. But we begin with the alt-country rocker Ryan Adams. He joined us this past summer to play songs from his recent album, Ashes and Fire, but we also got to talking about this song called New York, New York. Adams recorded it in 2001, just before September 11th, and the song is about being heartbroken in New York. But after the attacks, the line from the chorus, "Hell, I still love you, New York," took on a new meaning, and the track became something of an anthem. Ryan Adams talked to us about his complicated relationship with this song, which he actually stopped playing for many years. And here, in our Soundcheck studio, he revisited the song and gave us a version very different from the one you're hearing in the background. This is Ryan Adams at our piano, playing New York, New York.
Well, shuffled through the city on the 4th of July. Had a firecracker waiting to blow. Breaking like a rocket who's making his way to the cities of Mexico. Lived in an apartment out on Avenue A. Had a tart on the corner of town. Well, I had myself a lover who's been finer than gold. But I've been broken up and busted up since. Love won't play any games with me anymore like she did before. The world won't wait, so I better shake that thing right out the door. Hell, I still love you, New York. Well, I found myself a picture that would fit in the folds of my wallet, and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed I didn't lose it on the roof of the place when I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes on the streets, and you could hear from inside. I used to take the subway out in Houston and Third. I would wait for you and I'd try to hide. And love won't play any games with me anymore if you don't want them to. The world won't wait, yeah, and I watched you shake. But honey, I don't blame you. At last, love you, New York. Christmas in the blistering cold in the church on the Upper West Side. Baby stood there singing, I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. I found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep the overhead low. Farewell to the city, the love of my life. He said, left before I had to go. And love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. The world ashamed. Yeah, but I'll always be thinking of you. Hell, I still love you, New York.
That is Ryan Adams, recorded live on Soundcheck this past September with a version of his song New York, New York. You can hear the full interview with Ryan about this song and the meaning it took on after the September 11th attacks, plus you can hear performances of songs from his recent album Ashes and Fire on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. We are revisiting some of our favorite live music from the past year. And The Civil Wars is a duo of singer-pianist Joy Williams and singer-guitarist John Paul White. Their album Barton Hollow, a beautiful release that has made a number of top 10 lists for 2011, they performed a song for us called Poison and Wine.
I don't love you.
A song you might have heard on the TV show Grey's Anatomy. We heard it live here in the Soundcheck studio, Poison and Wine, from the duo known as Civil Wars. As we continue with some of our favorite live performances of the past 12 months, we come next to James Blake, a British producer who first made his name working in the dance genre known as dubstep, but who surprised a lot of people in 2011 with a debut album filled with introspective songs like this one. The Wilhelm Scream is the name of it, recorded live on Soundcheck last May.
All that I know is turning, 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 turning. anymore. All that I know is I'm falling, 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 falling. Might as well fall. I don't know about my life. I don't know about my loving anymore. All that I know is turning, 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 turning. Might as well turn.
British producer turned songwriter James Blake with The Wilhelm Scream. He performed that live in the Soundcheck studio last May. Downstairs in our ground floor performance venue, a number of ensembles and soloists trooped in and out of the green space during the past 12 months. Among them, Blitz the Ambassador, a Brooklyn-based MC and drummer originally from Ghana, came here as a student and has stayed in Brooklyn with his band called the Embassy Ensemble. And they are a really colorful mix of rap, Afrobeat, R&B, and soul, and they performed a song for us in the green space called Wahala.
All the breaks, drop stereotype, let the people get a taste. Some straight adored it, others just ignored it. Huh, they wasn't ready for the sound. I'm checking if I'm getting rid of these clowns. Looking all around the wall, international. Sounds so militant, but it's rational. B-boys, get your back off the wall and swing like Floyd Mayweather at the Garden. Next day to whatever your flesh, challenge ready and done. Hey, get in for what you would have waited for. What you would have got. Who you would have run for. Wahala be that do, wahala be that do, wahala be that do, wahala be that do, wahala be that. Yes, sir. Hey.
WNYC, green space. Yeah. I think this is the part that y'all helped me out a little bit. I say get involved. You say. I say get involved, you say. I say get involved, you say. I can't get involved, you say. Come on, come on, come on. What you to wait for? What you to fear? Look your condition. I can't hear you. What you to fear? Who you to run from? Look your condition. I can't hear you. What you to fear? Who you to run from? Look your condition. Look your condition. Look your condition. Look your condition. I say, blast in the middle of the night. We trapped inside the fight, but nobody inside. The beast came riding the horse back. My people are forced back, praying to God when the guns go bam. We running for cover now. Government forces, of course, they got a sample. Village to village, it's hard to murder a village. I'm watching the footage, wondering what the shit ever finished. I'm like, damn, it's never gonna cease. History repeating itself, it don't freeze. Somebody get on the call and call Don Cheadle. We'll tell her one of part two of the sequel, see through. The news cameras are loud. Genocide has gotta be televised live. You can see the pain and die for the children at war. Wonder what they had to die for. This is just a message in a bottle. Me and Jay Pablo dropping the truth on the bank and it's no matter for the D-A-R. If you are, I'm ready to change this. If you are, a turn!
That is Blitz the Ambassador and the Embassy Ensemble, based in Brooklyn, but looking back to his home in Ghana for that song called Wahala, which they performed on soundcheck in the Green Space. Still to come, we revisit some favorite performances of Americana from cellist Eric Friedlander and the hard-picking duo of mandolinist Chris Thiele and guitarist Michael Daves, and much more. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now as we look back at some of the best live performances on the show this past year. Here's one from the New York-based cellist Eric Friedlander. He likes to play the cello as if it's a guitar by using the pizzicato technique, plucking instead of bowing the strings. He joined us this past summer with his band to play this song called Beaufane Street. Thank you. That's the New York-based cellist Eric Friedlander and his own composition called Beaufane Street from a neat record called Bonebridge. Eric and his quartet joining us this past summer on Soundcheck, and you can watch a video of that performance and many others on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. This past October, we were joined by the Guatemalan singer, songwriter, and guitarist Gaby Moreno. You might know her theme for the NBC comedy Parks and Recreation, but that's probably all you know of her, unless you were listening on that October day when she joined us with guitarist Adam Levy to play this song called Daydream by Design.
Bursting up above, a silhouette of thumb, all the beauty rising, hiding any traces of the burden we left behind. Living in a daydream by design. Slashes in the ground, daisies all around. Other things will fall back half a block from where your dreams were bound. Just turn around. Living in a daydream by design. Changing like the seasons and the fashions. Fragile hearts of porcelain. All the vintage photographs and captions. Scroll across the sun. A cup and in of one. Open up a rise. The future's in disguise. In the hobo jungle, roaming like two moons up in the sky, getting by just fine. Living in a daydream by design. Changing like the seasons and the fashions. Fragile hearts of porcelain. All the vintage photographs and captions. Scroll across the sun. A cup and in of one. Open up our eyes. The future's in disguise. In the hobo jungle, roaming like two moons up in the sky, getting by just fine. Living in a daydream by design. Living in a daydream by design.
From Guatemala, that is Gaby Moreno, and a song called Daydream by Design. That, by the way, was not in the actual body of the show as we broadcast it back in October. This was a web extra, something we do from time to time. When the show's over, the tapes keep rolling, and that song, Daydream by Design, was a web extra from Gaby Moreno. We're revisiting some of our favorite live performances of the past year. Actually, just a few days after Gaby Moreno was here, the classical pianist Joyce Yang joined us, the youngest ever medalist at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition back in 2005, and she played some excerpts from Carnival, a suite of short pieces by Robert Schumann. Thank you. That is the pianist Joyce Yang, recorded in our studio this past October, some excerpts from Robert Schumann's piano favorite, Carnival. Still to come, as we revisit some of our favorite live performances of the year, we've got some New York City bluegrass, courtesy of Chris Thiele and Michael Daves on mandolin and guitar, respectively, plus a performance from the Cuban-American guitarist and composer José Conde and his band, the aptly named New Latin Groove. All of that on Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're listening to some of the best live performances in our studio from the past year. On now to a bluegrass duo based right here among the rolling plains of New York City. You might know mandolinist Chris Thiele from his work with the bluegrass band Nickel Creek or his more experimental project Punch Brothers. Michael Daves is a guitarist with a great set of pipes, and they joined us this past summer downstairs in the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue, to play some songs from their recent album called Sleep With One Eye Open. Here's the song Rabbit in a Log.
A song about the inherent cuteness and tastiness of rabbits.
Find me a place to lie down.
That's where I rest my weary bones.
Little ways ahead, there's no farmer shit. And that's where I'll rest my weary bones.
Chris Thiele and Michael Daves, mandolin and guitar, respectively, and Rabbit in a Log, which they performed for us this past summer in the Green Space on a show that also featured Del McCurry and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And you can see the full show with both sets of collaborations on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Some memorable performances all this week on the program as we revisit some of our favorites from the past year. José Conde is a Cuban-American band leader and singer based here in New York, formerly appeared on our show with his band Ola Fresca, now has a group called New Latin Groove, and the reason for the title is pretty evident in this piece called Gordito Cabezón.
es un gordito cabezón. Un gordito cabezón. Ese gordito tan juguetón se llama Tito y es un cabezón. Es cariñoso, es dormilón, espera los huesos después del sopón. Es un gordito cabezón. Un gordito cabezón. Gordo me mira con intensidad, a ver si me mueve a llevarlo a pasear. Porque en el parque tiene amistad con todos los perros de la vecindad. Es un gordito cabezón. Un gordito cabezón. Quien tiene perrito, chico cabezón, siempre lo lleva en el corazón. Porque si te quiere, en buenas o en mal, se le ve en sus ojos pura sinceridad. Es un gordito cabezón. Gordito cabezón. Él sabe que está es su canción, cuando se la canto empieza el rumbón. Menea el rabito, entra coquetón, el tipo se alista para el vacilón. Es un gordito cabezón. Un gordito cabezón. Cabezón que le gusta jugar porque es juguetón. Él se pone a ladrar con el reggaetón. Él se pone a cantar con el son. Es un gordito cabezón. Un gordito cabezón. Un gordito cabezón. Un gordito cabezón.
Cuban-American musician Jose Conde and his new Latin groove with the song Gordito Cabezón, recorded in our studio, live performance, last September. And we're revisiting some of our favorite musical moments on Soundcheck of the past year. Monty Alexander is a Jamaican-born jazz pianist who has played with some of the greats, like Frank Sinatra, for example, although he looked to another great for this live performance. It's a version of the Bob Marley classic, No Woman, No Cry.
Thank you.
Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander and his version of Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry, as he performed it at our piano here in the Soundcheck studio. Here's a track from Monty Alexander's album, Uplift. This is Body and Soul. And that'll do it for today's installment in this five-part series. We've got one more show left and lots of live performances to cram into it, so don't miss it. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Thanks to our engineers, Paul Schneider, Edward Haber, and George Wellington. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.